Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Well, it's gone 11 after 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to it. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mwabi, on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday. I'm telling you, I know that some of you were blessed enough to experience some rains. And where I am, I don't actually remember seeing any rain this side, except that the weather was a little bit cold. And yes, many people told me that it did rain, but it didn't rain satisfactorily the way I know it should. But anyway, we are grateful if it's been raining wherever you are. And of course, we pray that it continues to do so, more especially in the areas where we know that, you know, we rely on as far as farming and agriculture is concerned. So yes, in some areas we might need it, but not the way other areas need it. So like farming areas, we need it more than areas that are not, you know, relying on farming, etc., etc. Just going 12 after 7 tonight, I have somebody from the Global Business Roundtable, as always. It's Bojane Sehoa. Yes, Bojane Sehoa. She's with us, and she's talking about the importance of career guidance. Bojane, good evening, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening. Good evening, Godfrey. Good evening to all our blessed listeners. And yes, it's been a fantastic week, and I had a lot of rain. So,
oh, great. Where are you based?
I'm in Gauteng. I'm in Johannesburg. So it's raining quite significantly. The rivers are filling up. So
are you serious?
Very happy about that.
Are you serious? Because what I've seen this side is just small drizzles, and that was it. Not even a jar, you know, a cup of was filled. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'd say I haven't really experienced it.
So, yes,
but
so
for those who
hail.
Did, please pray for us so that we can also experience it, you know, in this part of the world.
Absolutely, will do.
That's fantastic. Tell us more about yourself. Who's Bojane Sehoa?
So yes. I am a chartered accountant by profession, registered with the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants, and I'm a social entrepreneur. My work is encapsulated in my role as a senior lecturer in financial accounting at the University of South Africa, as well as a business owner of an edutech startup called Levels Up. It's a career guidance portal for young South Africans and young people that want to develop themselves further from matric right through to university and early stage career.
My goodness, every time I hear the word chartered accountant, I'm thinking of somebody who counts every penny that they spend. There is no penny that is not there is no cent that is not counted. So it, yeah.
Well, chartered accountants today are very different to the bean counters of yesteryear and of previous years. The designation today is extremely dynamic. It's geared towards being a financial manager, a leader, entrepreneur, and a well-rounded contributor from a financial perspective in the financial sector. And, you know, for me, I'm in education. I run a business that's an edutech startup. So it just shows you just how vast, diverse, and empowering the profession is.
So women like you don't have a problem with, spending money on, I won't say unnecessary stuff or something like that, but they won't spend a lot of money on expensive shoes. So you know how to spend money on what people think it's the most important things.
So I believe in just financial priorities. So rather prioritize your spending, take care of the big ticket items first. And where there's an opportunity to splurge, absolutely, why not?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for making us, you know, aware of that. And tell us about the importance of career guidance. And I'm sure that before the end of this program, we'll focus more on your own profession being a chartered accountant, so that people can be able to know exactly what is it that is needed of them for them to become chartered accountants at the end of the day. How important is career guidance?
Career guidance is absolutely crucial. We live in a time in the fourth industrial revolution where technology has become an enabler for so many different opportunities, and there's a wealth of information available on what to study and where to study, but we still find people who are lost, confused, conflicted, and really don't have a clear career path you know, and clear guidance on how to pursue a chosen career, how to really extrapolate their strengths and the things that they're most interested in. So career guidance is absolutely critical and crucial for people to live meaningful lives and to be meaningful contributors to the economy of South Africa. Having such a high unemployment rate, given where we are as a country, even in the face of corona further still, this highlights the importance of getting into jobs, works, careers, industries that make sense, that are aligned to the country's strategy for where it's going as a nation, so that you're not taking on work or developing and skilling yourself at university, at TVET colleges, for skills that are obsolete, where you will not find a job, or where it is not a scarce skill, or where it's not a critical skill. It's important for us to educate our children effectively, and that's what we do at the Levels app.
Now, help us understand this thing, because many have been battling with it. Are you supposed to follow something that you love doing or something that will give you money at the end of the day? How do you advise somebody along those lines?
I would say it's a caveat of three things: something that you love doing, and something that you're good at, and something where you are able to make a contribution to the economy of the country, South Africa, or wherever else you might be. So really, it's not just about doing what you love. What you are doing that you love should be something that is required of an economy of a country, as it were. So it has to be a skill that you can live off of. And it has to be a skill that is critical and that is scarce and that will make a meaningful contribution and something that you're good at and passionate about.
So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you love it or not, but must be able to give you money at the end of the day. That's what you're saying?
I'm saying it's very important for you to be able to live off of your skill. We all have passions. Some are more lucrative than others. Some do not have a commercially viable element to them. And that's really when a passion becomes a hobby as opposed to a career or a livelihood.
What about, you know, for instance, the rare skills ones don't qualify. Let's say, for instance, I know the chartered, you know, accountants are one of those rare skills, the engineers and many others. But I belong to the general ones like being a policeman and teachers. Where does this leave me?
So every career in itself is important. No one career is more important than another. And I think it takes an entire range of skills, careers, professions to help a country run effectively. So I wouldn't necessarily rank careers to say, well, is a chartered accountant more important than a policeman? No. A policeman is a law enforcer, a crime fighter, and someone who, you know, contributes meaningfully to the fabric of our society from a safety perspective. And a chartered accountant contributes from a financial, you know, development and inclusion perspective.
How do we as parents, you know, how can we be able to assist our children, for instance, looking at them from the young age, to guide them with regards to which path must they choose? What are the things that we should be on the lookout for?
So as a start, I would say visit www.levelsapp.co.za, which is my career guidance portal. What we've done is we have simplified the process of applying to university specifically, and helping you choose a career in a way that's extremely easy and user-friendly. We've aggregated every single undergraduate degree from all universities, put it on one platform, and made it very, very easy for parents, learners, students, educators, and everyone in the education ecosystem to, you know, really fine-tune and direct kids in a way that's meaningful from a career guidance perspective. So for parents, that's what I would say. I would say use technologies like ours that make sense, that are designed, you know, and it's free to use, that are designed specifically for learners and for parents to use to empower the kids.
Do we still have people that make wrong career decisions during this time and age?
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe that part of the unemployment crisis that we are facing is as a result of children that are, or graduates rather, that are misled, that are misdirected, and that really could have made more informed and equitable decisions for everyone. You know, you have people who in university actually change qualifications, change degrees, or even at TVET colleges, you know, who discover another career that they could have gone into and could have studied towards, but they actually realize that, well, I'm so far down the line, I just want to graduate, I am under financial pressure, I cannot afford to actually pursue the thing that I want to pursue. And it's a problem. I mean, some of the findings of the Higher Commission on Free Higher Education actually articulate that. They say that the cost of keeping each student in university is actually what is the most expensive part of educating a potential graduate. People are stuck in the system for way too long because they're changing and chopping, and that speaks to, amongst other things, a lack of career guidance.
Is it because career guidance is not introduced at school, or is it because people were not really paying attention to it? That's the reason why they end up missing up the way they do.
So, Godfrey, that's a very good question. My view is that, yes, it actually is in schools. It's in the life orientation syllabus. Life orientation, as you'll know, is a compulsory subject in order for you to pass matric for public and private schools. So every child that goes to school in South Africa at a South African school will actually do career guidance in life orientation from grade one right through to matric. The issue is, what is the content of the career guidance, and is it sufficient to actually prepare learners for the world of higher education and the world of work? And that's where the gaps are, and that's where we at Levels App actually fill those gaps.
Now, we're left with less than 8 minutes, but I would like you to really share your heart, pour out your heart to somebody listening right now, so that at the end of this discussion, they might be able to know exactly which career path they must choose, and of course, how they can be able to advise their loved ones, be it their children or their brothers and sisters, yeah, to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes as many people have been making.
So I would say a career choice really is a holistic decision, an important decision, and a very big decision. Being a South African Methodist, I believe quite strongly in, you know, being guided by the Holy Spirit, being guided by, you know, your need to serve your community, you know, what are your gifts and talents, and, you know, what does the Holy Spirit say to you about what it is that you should be doing, what are you passionate about, and really listening to that inner voice, that instinct, you know, about what it is that you should actually be doing. And ultimately, you know, our instincts are our compass, you know, they're our compass and our guide in the world, and that for me should be the start. Then secondly, in school, we have the infrastructure, we have an education system that provides access to all sorts of information, and it's compulsory for every single learner, so everyone would have access and opportunities to that. And then obviously there's a greater community, parents, educators, career exposed, where one can go and actually pursue this information, go and have a look at this information, and just, you know, reading, empowering oneself with knowledge and access to information further. There's social media now. Going to social media websites and really just going in and having a really good look about what are the things that you are the most interested in and what skill do you want to develop. Everything is not about university or going to college, but certainly you must have a skill, and that skill must be able to provide for you economically. And then obviously,
yes,
you know, visit the Levels App. You know, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and we have a series of really interesting and insightful events called Meet the Mentor, where we call award-winning mentors in different professions to come and have a conversation with our youth. So really, it's a holistic decision, and, you know, one shouldn't put oneself under too much pressure. The key here is just to really just open your mind, listen to your parents, pray about it, and really do a really wide search.
Now, let's look at what you call the rare skills, you know, out there that people can maybe decide to follow. Looking at Some career paths, I would say, are full because of, overproduction and all that. What do you suggest people right now should consider studying so that they can be able to be easily and readily employable at the end of their studies?
So I would say, as a start, you know, the WEF, the World Economic Forum, commissions a study every year where they look at the careers of the future and the future world of work. What are the careers of the future and what does the world of work look like? That report is a very good place for you to start looking. And if you email us at info@levelsapp.co.za, we can actually give you access to that information and insight. And really, that's really where everything starts. Naturally, yes, some careers have been oversubscribed and there are more people than there should be. But careers like data science, you know, data analytics, those new subject matters and topics, you know, that relate to the industry 4.0, the fourth industrial revolution, that's really where our kids should be looking. I mean, I met a sports data analytics expert the other day, and really he is a soccer fan and he analyzes data for companies in order for them to know how to market their goods and wear, so soccer shirts, etc., so that they can attract more fans. And that is a career now. They use data fine-tuned by computers using artificial intelligence to predict how people will shop for, you know, merchandise. I mean, that's a new career. Those are the exciting types of opportunities. If you want to be in sports, that's a career path that you can look at. It doesn't have to be that you're a soccer player, but certainly there are other opportunities. It's all about innovation and technology.
Let's look at those who are from the varsities, and it looks like you know, in inverted commas, their diplomas, their degrees are, you know, useless. What can you say to them? What is it that they can do to make sure that they don't get discouraged and just to make something with their lives now? Because what they've studied for is no longer accepted in the markets and all that. Where must they go from here?
What's the next step? That's actually a very good question, Godfrey. So what I would say is reskill. Reskilling is something that is extremely popular. And it speaks to having an attitude towards lifelong learning. There isn't a single career that hasn't been impacted by technology, by Industry 4.0 and the Fourth Industrial Revolution. You should be looking at opportunities where, you know, there's opportunities for growth, there's opportunities for development. Doing a course with coding, you know, going for a coding course. There are free coding courses that are available in South Africa. Where you can
What do you mean by coding
yourself.
Courses, if you may ask?
So, coding for computers, where you write computer code in order for you to write computer programs. So say if you want to be an app developer, the first thing that you learn is the language of writing a software, and that is code. So that skill is called coding. So if you go for a coding course, you are reskilling, and you're finding new ways of uplifting and improving and empowering yourself and reskilling yourself for careers of the future, because there's demand for people who are coders. So, and obviously coding is just one example, but there are many things that you can do in order for you to reskill yourself. The issue here is don't get discouraged, reskill yourself, and just take the journey of job searching as something that is not necessarily a sprint, but more of a marathon, and don't get easily discouraged. You know, I wish they taught resilience in schools, because resilience is really what sets successful people apart from people who are less successful.
Mm. I don't want to really deprive our listeners of this important information that I'm going to ask that you give us with regards to your careers in 2 minutes, or actually 1 minute. I know that you don't talk long like many other people out there, so you've got straight to the point. Being a chartered accountant, what is it that is required? I know that is not a very, very easy course. I hear people saying, you know, for you to become CA or to whatever CA, you know, hey, it's a lot of work there. And not many people drop out not completing that course. Okay, what is it that you need to do?
Okay, so you need to have maths and English first language, or a home language, and obviously good marks, at Matric in order for you to obtain entry at a SAICA-accredited university to study towards a Bachelor of Accountancy or Bachelor of Business Science or Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting degree. We have all those degrees on the Levels app, so you can look them up there. Then you do your three-year undergraduate degree, complete that, and then you do a postgraduate degree called the Certificate of the Theory in Accountancy, CTA, pass that, and then you write two professional examinations. The first is the Initial Test of Competence, ITC. You do 18 months of articles, and then you write the APC, and then you complete your articles, which is 3 years, another 18 months, and then you qualify. Yes, it's a long road. Yes, it requires resilience and determination and grit, but you can do it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, but the money is good.
It's not about money, but it's about passion.
Come on, no, don't try to be humble here. The money is good. We all know that. And professions can you be able to work at? I mean, companies can you be able to work at? Yeah. I know that you guys are in demand. So normally after that, which fields can you be able to go to?
So you can work in practice as a auditor at one of the big five audit firms. So SNG, Sizwe Ngaleba Qobodo, GT, or your Deloitte, KPMG, etc. You can work in out of public practice as a practitioner, so as a financial manager at a company. You can work in government. And there are actually programs, articles for aspiring chartered accountants in government as well. So that's really a great development. And then you can work in academia like me.
So it means that once you get out of the university gates there, you'll find companies waiting for you and fighting for you there. That's how rare the skill is. Wow. Okay. I'll encourage my children to really, you know, take maths and English seriously. Yeah.
Absolutely. But more than anything, they have to develop their skills and really just follow their hearts and their instincts.
I'll direct their hearts to follow that direction, you know what I'm saying? I'll pray for them. Please be a chartered accountant. Yeah, ma'am, thank you very much for your time. It was great speaking with you. And yes, I hope people have learned a lot. And yes, they'll keep calling you guys. And of course, they'll call Jose Sehoa at GBR for more information from you, right?
Stunning, yes. So you can find us on all our social media platforms, Levels app, Instagram, Facebook, and my
But we need to involve you. We need to engage you, create the experts' careers, man. Our listeners need to know more about that. Ma'am, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much, sir.
Right.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.